Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt des Idjes? Perik Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, Shloisha Dvarim, he had a Messiah of three things. Mikula Beshamai, and Michumri Beshilil, where the Beshamai are Mekel, the Beshamai are lenient, and the Beshilil are Machmir. Here's Rabbi Yishmael's three. Hakdama number one. The Chachamim were Mesakein, that Kisvei HaKodesh, like the Svarim of Tanakh, that were written Kehalacha, on Parmid, on a Klaf, Pasel Truma, if they come into contact. There were machmer about this, that even hands that touch Kisvei HaKodesh become Tameh. They become a Sheini Latuma, which means that if they touch Truma afterwards, the Truma becomes a Shlishi. Now, why would Chazal be Masakin that Svarim are Tameh? And the answer is for the protection of the Svarim, to make sure that people don't keep the Svarim and the Truma together, so that when mice come to eat the Truma, they shouldn't help themselves to the Svarim. So what's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is about Koheles, the Megillah of Koheles that Shloimeh HaMelech wrote, which we read Cholamoid Sukkos. Eina mitamis yadayim, it's not mitame your hands kedivrei Beshamai, according to Beshamai. Basilim mitamis yadayim. See, the Beshamai hold that Koheles is good advice, but it wasn't written with Ruach HaKodesh. It's just the Chachma of Shloimeh HaMelech. And therefore, it doesn't have the din of Kisvei HaKodesh that should be metame your hands. The Basil say, no, it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, it does have the din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Next, the second of the three things. The second of the three things that the Beshamai are Mekel on, and the Basil are Machmer on, according to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. The water from the special spring that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, which we sprinkle on a person and kalim that became tamei tamas meis. That water is called mei nida, or mei chatas. One who touches or carries that water, not for the purpose of sprinkling it, becomes tamei. So, mei chatas she'asu mitzvasim. We have here mei chatas that already been used. We already used it to sprinkle on a person or tamei dekekeli. And afterwards, it dripped on a person or a different keli. Beshamai mitaharin. Beshamai are mitahir that person or the keli that this water dripped on. Basila mitaman. The basila say the person or the keli that it dripped on is tame. The pasuk says v'negei b'mei hanida. That means this water that you use to spritz yitma ad ha'arav becomes tame until the evening. What's called mei nida. The Beshamai say up until the time that you use it. Once you use it already, it's not called Meinida. The Basil say, no, it's still called Meinida, which is Metama person. Third machlaikis between the Beshamai and the Basil, haketzach. It's a kind of black seed they used to put into bread. This ketzach has an unpleasant odor and could be even a little bit harmful if you eat it by yourself. But when you eat the food that is flavored with ketzach, Adrab, it's good for the heart. That's what the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachas. That's at least to sometimes put it into the bread. So haketzach, this ketzach, Beshamai mitaren, the Beshamai say it's not makabel tumah, it's not called an oichel, it's not called food. Basil mitaren, the Basil say that it is. Beshamai say, look, being that you can't eat ketzach on its own, it's not a food. And the Basil say, well, if you could put it into the bread, and Adrab, some people look to put it into the bread, then it is food. And it does have the tumah that any food would have. The chayin, they also have the same achloik as lemaisus in regard to the chiyuv of maisrus from this ketzach. If it's called an oichel in regard to tumah, it's also called food in regard to the obligation of separating maisrus from it. And if not a food in regard to tumah, it would also be potter on maisrus. So again, the three things that according to Rabbi Shmuel are mikulay beshamei or mechumrei beshilel. Sifrei kodesh is mitama es hayadayim. Out of concern, you may touch the Truma and then the Hegdish. Shailas, does that also apply to Keheles? The Beshamai say Keheles is Shloimeh HaMelech's great wisdom and good advice. But the Beshamai hold it was not written with Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore it's not Metames Yidayim. The Basil say that it is. The water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma is Metama a person. What about after it was already used? After you spritzed it? The Beshamai say it's not Metama. The Basil say that it is. And the last machloikas was about this black seed called ketzach. If you eat it on your own, it's not edible. But they would put it into bread. Vashami say, well, Maisa, if you eat it on your own, it's not a food, so therefore it's not Makabel Tuma. For that matter, you wouldn't be obligated to separate. Maisris the Bishil say, because you do put it into the bread, it does have whatever halachas of Tuma regular food would have, and there also is an obligation to separate Maisris from it.